Well, good morning, everybody. My name is Andre Biscaro. I'm not the moderator of the session, but I'm a colleague of Oleg Dogovich, who is the moderator, and he's moderating a different session right now, and he should be here in the next few minutes. But so just we stay in schedule in time. Let's go ahead and start with the first presentation. Can you go ahead and get started? Yeah, thank you.
Everybody's always taller than me. Good morning. I'm Robin Brumfield. I'm the Farm Management Specialist at Rutgers University, and I want to talk to you about a module, a decision-making tool on recycling water in New Jersey nurseries that's being created by Dr. Paul Gottlieb, Dr. Raul Cabrera, and myself at Rutgers University. This project was funded by the National Resource Conservation Service in New Jersey, and they want us to make sure that we say that the results that we find aren't necessarily those of the funder. In New Jersey, the nursery greenhouse industry is by far the largest ag sector in the state, so this is one of the reasons that NRCS was very interested in getting nurseries to recycle water. And they've been giving EQIP grants out for nurseries to do that. But in the past, most of the nurseries that have taken advantage of this, in fact, all of the nurseries who've taken advantage of this are fairly large nurseries. So our target is trying to make a decision tool for medium-sized nurseries to have them look at recycling their water. And NRCS is very interested in having them do this and actually providing EQIP grants so that they can do this. The problem for these, all nurseries, but particularly medium-sized and small ones, is that there's a high upfront capital cost. And a few years ago, we did have several nurseries who were at larger scale size in New Jersey give us some information about their recycling projects. They had already all engaged in recycling, and they all used different methods. And they all pointed out that one of the biggest costs was the capital cost, and without the grants, that probably would have not been a profitable decision for them. And one of the key things that they're concerned about is pathogens being spread back to their plants when they attempt to recycle. So this is a decision tool we pulled from another source, and it gives you the advantages and disadvantages. But one of the main things that they always come back to is we could wipe out the whole crop if we recycle and we don't get rid of the pathogens. So this is an overview of our software that's customized to individual growers. So they will go online and input information specific to their operation, and then we will program in other information from literature and from vendors, from other growers that we've collected. So let me go through it piece by piece so you can see it. So we start, we talk about, we have to give them a legal waiver, so if they make decisions and they don't work out, we're covered. All of us at Rutgers and other universities that I worked at have, you know, we're covered by legal self-insured regulations and so forth. So then we give them output there. And then we have disinfection choices, sorry. Most of that information will put in, already have the cost put in for the different types of disinfection that they choose. But then we'll ask general questions about, do they have already an existing pond, how much water do they use per year, where they're getting the water, how large they are. And then we'll look at the topography, because one of the biggest costs is moving land if they have to try to recycle and get the water to flow in the right direction, and other costs specific to that particular vendor. Then we will also look at the capital cost of the system. As I said, that's one of the biggest costs, is the upfront cost of investing in the recycling. The operations cost, depending on what type of disinfection they use, and then a revenue model that we've created. So where are we getting the data? Well, from two different sources. We call one the bottoms-up and the other the top-down. So if you look at the bottoms-up approach, this is very similar to if you were a contractor going onto a grower site and asking them information so that you could design this recycling disinfection system for them. So we've gotten this information from some of the NCRS cost sheets, which are quite extensive and have all kinds of individual components on them. We've gotten information from vendors who supply some of these systems. And then, as I said, we have been working with several large growers over the years who will share their information with us, and there's all different systems there. And then an article published in Hort Science in 2017 from Ferraro. The top-down approach basically involves a meta-study of different articles from about 38 operations that was looking at a cost and return approach of, is it profitable to install these recycling systems or not? Oops, I'm sorry, I went the wrong way. So in looking at all those meta-studies, the only really one top-down result that we could confidently report is this one, looking at gallons of water being recycled and the cost per gallon. And as you would expect, there is an economy of scale. So this is one of the reasons that it's very difficult to have medium-sized and small growers adopt these systems, because there's so much upfront cost compared to the volume of water that they are putting through their system. So then some other things that we have basic, all of this information, for the most part, we've gotten from secondary sources to come up with these conclusions. This is what the literature says, that the largest cost is earth moving, and it's various types of earth moving, like the digging the pond and regrading the property. These are the two biggest costs that growers will run into if they decide to recycle their water. The benefits they list is reduce of expensive municipal water, if that's applicable, and this is what the literature states. But what we've also found is most of our growers are using wells, and one of the reasons that they like recycling is they don't have to keep digging more wells, because they can use the water they already have, and digging a well is also a quite expensive proposition. And then, as I said before, being small likely reduces the net benefits of all these investments. One of the challenges we found is we just can't seem to find small growers and medium-sized growers who really are would like to invest in recycling. It's a lot of expense for the benefits that they're going to get out of it. And then some things that actually we would like your input from, I have my phone number at the end, or email address, is can we do this on a model on the computer that's going to be realistic for an individual grower? Are we at risk of being too optimistic in our calculations or too pessimistic? And we think that a lot of the operators will find that it's not profitable in the absence of a subsidy. And that's what the large growers told us, but in doing some of our own calculations, we found that they can probably break even if they're large, at least, without the subsidy, but we don't think the medium size and the small ones can. And like I said, NRCS is funding this project because they are very keen on getting participants to obtain an EQIP subsidy to do recycling of their water. And also we're wondering how we can introduce this on an online project. Are people going to be leery of putting personal financial information into a model that's online? So we would like any input you have on how we can make it better, and if you think that this is useful for growers and if we're on target. And here's my contact information. The website that has a lot of information about six large growers, that we have information from their recycling systems, a little pictures of their operation, the pros and cons that they have, and then the specific link to those operations. So I think we have time for questions, if anybody has any. Yes.
So have you done any work kind of ground truthing? So wasn't there, is the model finished now?
Well, the outline is the model. It's being written in Java, and it's almost finished. And we have worked with some larger growers in looking at it, but we're finding some resistance with medium-sized growers. So any ideas you have about, you know, if they think that it's not so much worth their effort.
It'd be curious to know if, you know, you could ground truth the answer that you're getting from your tool with what growers have found for growers that have implemented recycling.
Yeah, we can certainly do that for those six large growers because we have that information.
And not maybe just in New Jersey, but in other areas, you know, at least those five.
Yes. Well, that's a good point, because one of the things I forgot to mention is one of the things that we'll be asking them is their zip code, and one of the things that the model will do is tell them how likely it is that there's going to be regulations that will require them to recycle based on their zip code. So that's probably a more useful piece of information for them than the actual cost. And a lot of those larger growers that we worked with in the last few years, that's, I think, the main motivation that they use to put in recycling systems is they're afraid that they're going to be forced to, like California has. So they want to be ahead of the curve and do it their way rather than have it top down on them. And the smaller growers, you know, they're not as worried yet. But as you can see, yeah, they should be. And NRCS is trying to push this so that they are concerned about it. I mean, lack of water is not a problem in New Jersey. It's contaminating groundwater that's driving this for NRCS. Yes? Yeah, I'm supposed to repeat the question. Yes. are the medium-sized growers concerned that even with the EQIP subsidy, it won't be profitable for them? Yes, I think that's a big concern for them. And as you saw on that economies of scale, it's much more profitable for larger growers than them. And some of the larger growers think that they're kind of on the line, even with the EQIP grant, as being profitable. But they think they're doing the right thing, and they want to avoid the top-down regulations from the government. Any other questions?
All right.
Thank you. Oh, yes. One more.
I have more of a comment. So I've done similar models to this, not necessarily looking at what you're looking at, but so I mean, I'd be interested in kind of talking with you to kind of give you information that I've learned that might be helpful to you. So.
Okay. To repeat that from the recording. One of the participants is willing to has done work similar to this and is willing to share experiences, pros and cons. Thank you.